This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to apologize. I'm a little jet lagged. I got in this morning at about 5, so I came into the studio, and then I'm going to go to bed because I want to be perky for New Year's Eve. You know, well, these won't be perky, but the rest of me will be perky. I love New Year's Eve, especially in Vegas. I live in Las Vegas, so it's kind of one of the best places to celebrate New Year's. It's going to be fun. I'm going to be hanging out with friends and then going to see the lights. So pretty, pretty cool stuff. Unfortunately, it could be one of the deadliest times of the year. And I know, I hate to be, that rain cloud and rain on your parade. I understand this is a time we're supposed to have fun, but every year I work with the news stations talking about hypothermia because it's the coldest, one of the coldest days of the year, and we do stupid, right? And what is stupid? Well, stupid is me getting all dressed up, right, in a little dress with heels and nothing warm, and I'm not wearing a jacket because I want everyone to see the dress, so I'm going to be underdressed out of the cold. That's stupid. Then you're going to drink. And when you drink, that could put you more at risk for hypothermia, where your body is too cold. And then you also aren't thinking clearly. And then some of us might be sleep deprived, especially those of us that, you know, again, just flew in, didn't sleep last night, are going to basically go all the way through till midnight, one. And a lot of us will not eat because we are going to want to get the buzz earlier. And if we have food in our stomach, we don't seem to feel drunk as much. Look, we've all done this. That's stupid. These are things that are stupid. So we don't want to do stupid. All right, so what is hypothermia? So our body temperature is 98.6, really warm. Have you guys ever, like, you're in a pool and then you have to go and pee, and when you go to the bathroom, you're starting to shiver, but the pee is so warm, and you're like, gosh, I could just bathe in this pee. It is so warm. Well, again, your body temperature is pretty hot, okay, 98.6. I used to be hotter. Now it's cold. All right, that's one of the stories. Hypothermia is when your body drops to 95 degrees. So some of you are like, oh, man, 95, that's still a little hot summer's day. 95 for the human body is too low. And so we kind of will call it then as hypothermia. And so what sort of symptoms would you have? Well, you could be shivering. You could be cold. Your lips could be a little blue. You could be looking kind of pale and clammy. But a lot of times when you are hypothermic, you're kind of fatigued. Maybe you're a little disoriented. You look drunk. So here you are, you're standing out there waiting for the lights or the fireworks for New Year's, and your buddy is out there just kind of, you know, doing this thing, and you're like, okay, well, he drank too much. And no, he could be hypothermic. So, and the average person is not wearing thermal underwear. Even the guys. The guys want to wear a good shirt. Maybe they'll have a little sports jacket. Not a lot of guys are sitting there bundled up in Vortex or Gore-Tex jackets. They North Face, none of that. So, how do you tell if somebody is hypothermic versus drunk? Well, feel them. You know, if you see the tips of their fingers kind of whitish or bluish, that's a sign. If their extremities are getting cold, it's because they're shunting blood in. Somebody drunk can also have cold fingertips, etc. But whether they're drunk or not, if you start to feel that their extremities are cold, or their face is starting to look cold, or there's a shunting of blood, or they're starting to look clammy, if their heart rate is up, you could definitely check their pulse by their neck here, or checking there, right, for the radial pulse. So if you notice that the pulse is going up, that could also be a sign of hypothermia. And we don't mess around. And if they had a lot to drink, be prepared to tell the paramedics that, because if you do have a person that looks like they are too cold and they're just kind of in a stupor, whether it's the alcohol or not, call 911. They could figure it out. Let them just, you know. Now, some people will say, well, throw them into a hot shower. You got to be very careful with that, because when you make them wet, they could lose more body heat. You know, we talked about how if you are freezing and it's like, you know, 20 degrees and you're in a boat, should you jump in the water if the water is like 40 degrees and outside is 20? Should you? No, because the water, you'll lose more of your body heat. Stay in the boat. So, you know, getting people wet, you got to be careful. And hot water can be too caustic. Remember, the skin, it's shunting, so it doesn't have good blood supply. So now you have a weakened skin, you can unfortunately cause burns. And frostbite is basically necrosis of part of the body, the extremities, when the blood has to shunt to the more important parts of the body. So your fingers start to turn white, bluish, tips of the nose, ears, and you can even lose them. So alcohol is a no-no, because alcohol increases your risk of hypothermia. You don't realize you're cold. You don't care. Everybody thinks you're drunk. Meanwhile, you're starting to become confused and offended. And so alcohol obviously makes things worse. Plus, alcohol dehydrates you, so that's not good. So what should you do to not get hypothermic? Well, one, okay, just wear like a cool jacket. Okay, you know, like, I love jackets because it covers stuff up, but it's, you know, your dress or your outfit can still look good and be in a good jacket. Take all the pictures you want indoors so everybody can see your sexy outfit, but then dress up. Make sure you have an extra pair of dry socks. I know I sound like a mother or grandmother with that one, but your feet will get wet. People spill. It's raining. It's snowing. Your feet are going to get wet. If your feet get wet, that's going to cause body heat loss. So get extra socks. And again, don't try not to get wet. And, you know, bring extra clothes. If there's going to be an idiot friend that's going to spill a whole bunch of beer on you, have extra clothes to change. Try not to overdrink. We're going to be talking about alcohol intoxication. There's actually a table that you'll be able to see. So how much you could drink without killing your liver. We're going to talk about that in a few. And, you know, watch your buddies, watch children, watch grandma. You know, grandma may be out there watching, you know, the fireworks. You might throw an Afghan on her and she's quiet and you're like, you know, why is grandma quiet? And everyone's like, shh, let sleeping dogs lie. You know, please don't let grandma start talking. And then unfortunately what ends up happening is everybody ignores her and she's hypothermic. So you got to keep an eye on your older individuals. All right, but definitely stay warm, you know, and God forbid anything goes wrong, call 911 because they know what to do and they can start, you know, putting warm packs under the arms, the groin, things like that. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a lot of us are going to be drinking. It's New Year's. It's the end of a decade. New decade. People want to, you know, have fun, be out there, play stupid. I get it, okay? You know, I was young once, too. I still am, all right? So, yeah, partying it up is something that I think a bunch of us are looking forward to. The only problem is alcohol is a drug. It's a pretty serious one. And there is something called alcohol poisoning. Some of you might call it drunk. You're wrong. It doesn't necessarily mean you're drunk, but yeah, it could include that. But alcohol poisoning means when you can die or become really, really hurt from alcohol. So alcohol consumed in high quantities at too fast a pace is going to disrupt metabolic processes in your body. So what's too fast? Well, a healthy human body will break down alcohol at a rate of 1 ounce per hour. So if the average shot glass is anywhere from 0.6 to 1.5 ounces of alcohol, and you down 4 shots, obviously the math dictates that your body is not going to keep up. So if we put this in simple terms, if you have a shot, it's going to take your body, or a beer, or a 5 ounce glass of wine, it's going to take your body a whole hour to break that sucker down. And that's just one. So you give it more, it's not going to be linear. It'll probably slow down. It might be like a reverse exponential. So the liver will try to then metabolize the alcohol the best it can. If you're not giving it enough time, if you're giving it too much alcohol, the alcohol is going to circulate through the body. Your gut may sense this and want to throw it up. It may want to get rid of it, right? Vomiting is a big red flag of alcohol intoxication. You know, people say, oh, you know, he got drunk and, you know, he threw up, and they laugh with the throwing up. The throwing up is serious. When you see somebody vomiting, it's not always a stomach flu. It means your body does not want something in there. The body's brilliant. The body will say, oh, hell no, and make you throw it up. It could also be a sign of head trauma. When you have head trauma, concussion, sometimes you'll throw up. So that could be a bad sign. I get worried because some people are too drunk to get up and position themselves to get the vomit out. And so sometimes it goes into the lungs. And there have been people that have drowned in their own vomit because the vomit goes into their lungs. So when somebody's drinking to the point of puking, that's bad. Now, alcohol is also a sedative. So it will slow down your respiratory rate. Sometimes you could drink so much and then you become unconscious. You pass out because your respiratory rate slowed down. If you aren't getting good breathing, good oxygen, and you're passed out, and you drink too much alcohol, you might have loss of brain function, loss of memory, get confused, your blood vessels may dilate. So we need to make sure that we perfuse your organs. And alcohol can unfortunately prevent the blood flow. You might look a little pale, clammy when you're drunk, because again, the blood is trying to shunt and bring oxygen to other parts. Now, cirrhosis, people have asked about, what is cirrhosis? Cirrhosis is when your liver is scarred. Your liver should be kind of nice and soft and meaty. Cirrhosis is where you have so much scar tissue from the damage of alcohol or hepatitis or anything else that could damage the liver, such that blood can't really go through it and get detoxed. So cirrhosis is bad. Many times before cirrhosis, we'll start to see fat deposits or fatty liver. So how much alcohol is safe to drink? Well, until this year, the CDC defined the following, okay, where a standard drink is about 12 ounces of a beer, 8 ounces of malt liquor, 5 ounces of wine, or 1.5 ounces of a shot, or 80 proof. Okay? They had said men should drink no more than 2 a day, women more than 1. The National Institute of Alcohol Abuse said the same thing. Men should not drink more than 2, women more than 1. Because men and women are built differently. I know that doesn't sound politically correct, but, you know, medicine and science is not always politically correct. Binge drinking is defined if you have 4 or more drinks as a woman, 5 or more drinks as a man in a 2-hour period. So if you're watching the Super Bowl, and, you know, before it starts, you know, while you're singing the Star Spangled Banner, you have a drink. Then before the first quarter ends, you have another drink. Then have another one in your second quarter. Have another one at halftime. You've easily hit the 4 in 2 hours. So we've started to change our recommendation of what is safe. And earlier this year, a study came out which kind of agreed with what I was saying, although nobody ever agrees with me in person. They'll just do a study, and I'm like, well, that's what I said. Is that we as doctors have to hesitate on telling you how much alcohol is safe. Just like vaping. We can't tell you that vaping's safe. It might be safer than tobacco use, but we can't say it's safe. Same thing with alcohol. We can't say, oh, you're good. But the reason why that narrative is out there is because a lot of cardiologists will tell people, well, have a glass of wine. Have a glass of wine will help with your cholesterol. And for many people, it does. For other people, no, it might not work. So when people say, my doctor told me to drink, now we're kind of fighting this argument of, okay, well, he didn't mean to say to do shots. He said you could have a small glass of wine. So we need to be careful because for some people, they could get cancer from that. They could have an elevated heart rate. They could have a GI bleed. So moderate drinking is one drink a day for women, up to two for men. We've already talked about binge drinking. And so tonight, if you, to go to the strip, you need to get there, I think, around 5, 6 o'clock. I think you have to get there hours before. They block it off, so you don't have cars that could drive and run people over like I think happened a few years ago. So they make it pretty safe. They have police watching, no backpacks are allowed, and we have all hands on deck tonight. So there's no terrorist attack on the strip. And knock on wood, we've been safe and pretty good. There's outhouses, you got to figure out how to use a bathroom. Hotels are inundated because there's people need to use a bathroom and not a lot of them, you know, going to the hotel to gamble. But if you are starting your celebration at 6, that's a lot of hours until the New Year's ball drops or until the fireworks. So in a 6-hour period, you could easily overdrink. Now, some people say, well, what about taking medication? Is there a list of medications I could take, some people say, that could be, you know, swigged with alcohol? No, we do not have a list of medications that you could take with alcohol. Some sources will say Tylenol may be safe. No, because Tylenol gets metabolized by the liver. You know, people say, well, don't do a narcotic when you're drinking, because that could be worse. Tylenol is safer. True, Tylenol is safer than Valium or a narcotic. If you're having pain, Tylenol may be safer, but it doesn't mean it's safe. You got to be careful with Advil and Motrin because those can cause GI bleed, and if you were drinking alcohol, that could worsen it. So we suggest to talk to your medical provider because the average person is on blood pressure medicine, diabetes medication, medication for yeast infection, medication for a toenail infection. And you're not supposed to drink while on those medications. And we're coming up on New Year's. And unfortunately, what a lot of people do is they skip their medication. They'll skip their medication today. No. If you skip your medication, your blood pressure spikes, and now you're going to drink, you could give yourself a stroke. So the National Institute for Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism provides a list of medications that could produce serious side effects, like ibuprofen, steroids, things like that. So, all right, how much alcohol then will be toxic? Well, we don't have a safe level, but there are these tables that I'm going to post that kind of show you what happens with your blood alcohol content. So, for example, when your blood alcohol content is nearly zero, but, you know, you've taken a sip of something, you usually won't have any coordination. Maybe you'll get a little euphoria. Maybe you'll lose a little bit of shyness. You'll relax, but you won't get depressed and you'll be okay. The buzz that people feel is at about 0.04 to 0.059%. You start to feel well-being, relaxed, your inhibitions are lower, you feel a little bit more warm, you might have minor impairment of judgment and memory and start kissing your coworker. By 0.06 to 0.09%, that's when you start losing balance, speech, vision, reaction time, hearing. All right, and you could also look hypothermic that way too. 0.1, you may slur your speech, balance, peripheral vision gone. And then 0.13, major gross motor impairment. You're almost in a stupor. 0.16 to 0.2, you might need help walking. 0.4, you could die. It takes a little while for usually, when we come back, I'll tell you how long it takes for the alcohol to leave your body. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is postponing his planned trip to Ukraine because of the violence going on outside the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. Pompeo was scheduled to visit on Friday, and State Department spokesman Morgan Ortegas tells Fox News President Trump has been patient with Iran since they're the ones behind a lot of these protests.
We have told the Iranian regime countless times, do not confuse President Trump's strategic patience with weakness. And unfortunately, the regime has done that.
President Trump says the federal government will soon announce a new strategy to tackle underage vaping. The president was vague about what his plan would entail, but certain flavors in cartridge-based e-cigarettes would be taken off the market for a period of time. Beginning in May, all e-cigarettes will need to go under FDA review. The president is spending his New Year's Day at his Mar-a-Lago resort. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a few days ago, Brandon had asked, how much alcohol can you drink before you hit the limit? Well, depending on your state, I think different states have a different blood alcohol content. I think where I live, it's supposed to be 0.08%. I remember it used to be 0.1. Now it's 0.08%. So many times you hear that, and you're like, well, what? How much alcohol is that? 0.08%. 0.08% sounds really, really small. Well, good. Always err on the side of caution, right? Drink less. Doesn't hurt. Or what I would tell you to do for New Year's is just Uber or with a group, okay, not by yourself, or use a taxi or have, you know, a designated driver. Just don't drive tonight, okay, because you're not going to remember the math. You're not going to remember what I'm telling you. But I do have a chart on something I wrote a while back that I'm going to post that will kind of help you figure out, based on your weight, where you might hit that 0.08. Okay, so we're going to use 0.08. Some states may be down to 0.06. But let's look at men. So this chart goes through the, you know, the, you know how you have your X and your Y axis? The X axis tells how many drinks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all the way to 10. The Y axis is your weight. 100-pound male up to a 250-pound male, okay? So let's say you're a 200-pound male. One drink, they say, and again, this is a real big guesstimate because it all depends on if you had eaten. It depends on your hydration status. It depends on how you metabolize. So, again, this is a very, very, very rough estimate. But if you weigh 200 pounds and you drink one drink, you're going to be at 0.02. So not that I want you to multiply it by four, but they say technically your blood alcohol level will be illegal to drive if you've had four drinks, if you're a 200-pound male. If you are a 150-pound male, you can't go more than three drinks. Three drinks, you can't go more than two because at three drinks, you're already at the level. If you're 200 pounds, after three drinks, you're already hitting the level. So for a man, that's where, you know, that's where the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and the CDC came up with no more than, you know, two at a time. Because already by the third drink, depending on your size, you may already be over the limit. Now let's look at women. Okay? So let's say a 150-pound woman. They say the average woman is about 150, 160 pounds. For her to be 0.8, it'll be just a touch bit over two drinks. Now remember, 0.08 or higher is when you are legally impaired to drive. New Year's is a long celebration. Excuse me. So two drinks, it could be enough to put you at 0.08. If you're 175 pounds, that'll be pretty close to almost three drinks. A 200-pound woman could probably go a little bit over three drinks, but again, it's unpredictable. So we're not talking about how much alcohol is safe. We're not even going to entertain that. We're just talking about when are you going to be too impaired to drive. Now, there's also an argument that after one drink, you're impaired. So if a 100-pound woman drinks one drink, she's already at 0.05. I mean, impairment's also a little subjective. You could use the objective finding of the breathalyzer, but if you're swerving and you had alcohol in your system, that's impaired driving. Remember we talked about, I think it was New Hampshire, there was a state back east that included, and I think a lot of places do, your allergy medication. So let's say you took a Benadryl. Well, Benadryl makes me sleepy. I would never drive with that, but some people do. They have hives, so they take some Benadryl because they don't realize it. That's going to make them sleepy. I do really well with Claritin or Zyrtec. They don't make me tired, but for some people, they say they get tired on Zyrtec. So let's say it's allergy season and you take Zyrtec, and now you're going to fall asleep while you drive. That's impaired driving. Impaired driving is alcohol, marijuana, drugs, not paying attention, other medications on board. So people will ask, okay, I want to drive. Let me drink some coffee and lower my blood alcohol level. There's no science behind that. I can't tell you to brew a cup of coffee. I can't do that. I can't tell you to brew a cup of coffee and get you ready to drive. The only thing that we could trust is time. So as time goes on from your drinking, your blood alcohol level will drop. So let's say you guys start drinking. Let's say you have dinner tonight at 6. And then you have a couple glasses at 7. But then you don't drink any more for the rest of the night. you might be lowering your blood alcohol content to a decent level. Again, don't risk it. If you have anything to drink, just have somebody drive you. But the mathematic calculation, which again is not consistent for everybody, is 1 hour after your first drink, your blood alcohol level will drop 0.015. So let's look at that 100-pound woman. So that 100-pound woman who's at 0.05 after one drink, if she waits an hour, now she's going to be down at 0.035. So the blood alcohol, as long as everything's working right, your liver's working right, everything's working right, it'll go down about 15%. 2 hours, 30%, 0.03. 3 hours, 0.045. 4 hours, 0.06. 5, 0.075. 6, 0.09. So if you, let's say, drank last night and you got up at 6 in the morning to drive, there's a good chance that one drink is out of your system by then. Two drinks, probably. So coffee, cold showers, all those are myths. The only thing that's going to help decrease your alcohol is time. So, I know this really wasn't the most fun, you know, topic. Let me just quickly bring up hangovers. And, drinking less, and I know it's a holiday, and I hate to be such a party pooper because we're supposed to be party today. I just have to kind of, you know, make sure you guys remember this kind of stuff. Because if, you know, you aren't cognizant and you aren't, you know, if you aren't, aware, that's a problem. So hangovers, why do we get a hangover? Well, because you're dehydrated, because you're not drinking enough fluid. And alcohol is a diuretic, so it makes you pee more. A lot of times you don't eat really well when you drink, so you have low blood sugar. Or you have simple sugars in your drink, and those get burned up super quick and by your insulin. And then, boom, your sugar drops again. A lot of times is you don't sleep well. You don't sleep well when you drink. Your stomach lining is irritated from drinking. And then you have this acetaldehyde. This acetaldehyde is a chemical converter from alcohol that can make you feel nauseous and achy when it starts to break down. Then your body doesn't like all this crap in your system, so you start to have cytokines and all these other inflammatory type factors that raise. Then lactic acid. Lactic acid could build up. So then you have the congeners in the alcohol, and that could also make you feel bad. So you end up getting hungover the next day because you're dehydrated, your stomach lining's off, you didn't sleep well, and the acetaldehyde. So hydrate. So start getting more water. You know, drink water. For every glass of alcohol, drink two of water. Not scotch and water, water. Eat something. It doesn't have to be a fatty meal. I don't like fatty meals. I don't think greasy meals, but something that's balanced with some protein. All right? And easy on your stomach. They say exercise. Walk. Walking will help the headache go away. Sometimes even the cool air will reduce some endorphins. There was a study in 2013 looking at Sprite in China. They said Sprite is the best hangover cure. Not a lot of studies to back that up, but some people will drink a little Sprite. Never do hair of the dog. Hair of the dog is where you drink more alcohol to try to make it go away. Not good. Not good. Hair of the dog is when somebody had rabies and a dog had rabies, bit you, and then you would use the hair of that dog on that rabies wound. It wouldn't work. So, guys, just, you know, eat. Make sure you have a good meal. Don't drink too much. Set your limits. Drink water, you know, and be very careful with Tylenol and anti-inflammatories because that can make things worse when you're treating your hangover. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I went to Maui this last week. One of the reasons why is there was a special, because I really, you know, it's kind of expensive to go to Hawaii, but there was a special where there were direct flights from Maui to Vegas, or and vice versa. So my husband and I were able to kind of jump on that, take advantage, and got, you know, a decent rate on flights. So we were able to do Christmas vacation there in Maui. And if you've never been to Maui, Maui is really, really beautiful and fun. It's kind of the best of both worlds in that you kind of have a little bit of city and suburb and things to do, but it's not too busy and metropolis like Honolulu. So you get a lot of the nature type stuff. You could, you know, hike up to Haleakala, which is a crater, a volcano that erupted in the 1700s. Or you could do the road to Hana and Hana. And there's a lot of nature things you could do. But there's also, you know, towns and shops and restaurants and, like, Big Mama's Fish House, which is amazing. And so it just kind of gives you the best of both worlds if you want a Hawaii vacation. You have to still see Honolulu and Pearl Harbor on Oahu, the main island. Well, not the main island, but the capital. The big island is Hawaii. By the way, it's not Hawaii, it's Hawaii. The W is pronounced as a V, so it's Hawaii. But we say Hawaii because people don't like to say Hawaii. But they probably should. And the reason why I bring this up is when me and my husband were driving around, and we took the kids, we saw inverted Hawaiian flags. Upside down Hawaiian flags. And we didn't know what that meant. We didn't know if it was, you know, something, you know how we'll only put our flag half mast, you know, when there's a shooting and we'll, you know, we'll do things with our flag to, you know, show our support. But an upside down flag, we didn't know what that meant. And we found out that it meant a nation in distress. And when you see a flag upside down, they're protesting the American government. And this is in Hawaii. When we saw that, we saw it kind of a little bit more often than we expected to. We also saw stickers that said tourists go home or less tourists. And then it started to kind of make the trip a little different in terms of, you know, I'm thinking, all right, you know, we're going to Hawaii. We're bringing a lot of dollars there. They have jobs. We're tipping well. They're busy. They have a robust economy, a very robust tourism economy. And here we're thinking, because we had a choice of going to Mexico or going to Hawaii, we're like, we'll keep the money in America. All right, well, you know, go American. And then when you saw that some Hawaiians are unhappy that we're here, it starts to make you think, well, what are we doing wrong? You know, what happened? According to Hawaii News Now, there were protests across the state. This was earlier this summer. And 30-meter telescope opponents have waved a Hawaiian flag upside down. The inverted flag is an internationally recognized symbol of a nation in distress and a sign of protest to the American government. According to Douglas Askman, an associate professor of history at Hawaii Pacific University, they said it's a strong message to send visually without having to say anything. Without verbal communication, you could see the message they're trying to convey, and it's a powerful one. When you see their flag upside down, and you know it's a distress call, that really strikes a chord. They say the original Hawaiian Kingdom flag was commissioned by King Kamehameha in 1816, and it incorporated designs for both the British and the American flags. When you see the Hawaiian flag, it looks both British and American. They say some have associated the upside-down flag with the Hawaiian sovereignty movement. I guess the political and cultural campaign was rooted in the belief that the overthrow of Queen Liliuokalani in 1893 led to an illegal occupation of the United States. Some believe Hawaii is still an autonomous body, meaning that its people should not be subject to federal courts and laws, including the decision to proceed with the construction of the 30-meter telescope. They said, but not everyone who flies the inverted flag agrees with that conclusion. For some, it's just a symbol of solidarity and protecting a mountain they consider to be sacred. So on the mountain where the telescope was going to be, I guess it's called the Kanaka Maoli flag, depicted a coat of arms of green, red, yellow stripes. And it was kind of a sign of, you know, don't move in here, so to speak. So, you know, it's interesting. So I've been now to multiple countries, and for the most part, Americans have been fairly welcomed. I was in Amsterdam, I was in Germany, I was in Austria, I was in England, I was in France, Italy, Belgium. Never once felt that people were wanted us to leave. Now, maybe they did. Maybe they, you know, maybe they whispered it, but never to our face. Very welcoming. And maybe it's because Americans tip a lot. You know, not a lot of other countries tip. I don't know. But it just, we expected when we went to Europe that there would be a little bit of pushback, whatever. No. Which was fantastic. We just never thought that going to Hawaii, which is a state of the Americas, we would feel anti-American sentiment. Now, there was, though, a lot of people there, Hawaiians, that would look at my husband's red, white, and blue water shorts bathing suit and say, yeah, we love your shorts. So you did have a lot of pro-American sentiment. But you wonder what's going on in Hawaii, or Maui especially, that in Honolulu, that is making, you know, many of the, you know, native people upset. Is it because we moved in? Americans moved in and companies moved in. Disney has a resort there now, I believe, in Maui also. Or no, Disney, I think, has one in Honolulu. And they bought up land, built, more tourists are coming, using the beaches. Now, there's still plenty of beach there. I mean, if you go to Hawaii, there's so many areas for you to enjoy. There's so much beach. You know, but I get that. If these were areas that you and your ancestors were, you know, enjoying, and now there's hotels there, even though there's laws that the hotel cannot prevent you from enjoying the beach. The hotel cannot own that beach. So you could still go into the hotel and go into that beach if that was your favorite beach. It's just if it's flooded with tourists, it doesn't have the same, you know, the same flavor to it. So I'm a little bit torn because we left kind of feeling that some of the Hawaiians really didn't want us there. And maybe they're right. You know, it was quiet. They had sugarcane. They had a great booming sugar industry. That got changed. You know, now tourism is their main industry. And, you know, maybe they have a way of life that they want to preserve. So I found that really, really fascinating. I'm not really sure what to make of it. I'm not sure if we shouldn't go back. You know, I mean, last thing I want to do is upset anybody native that were there. And for them to say they're in distress, you know, flipping their flag, you know, no, they're not going to secede from the, you know, Americas anytime soon. You know, from what I understand, you know, we basically helped protect them from Japan, and Japan was going to take over Hawaii. But, the last thing I want to do is tourist in an area that could be putting other people not at ease. And, you know, just because we're adding to, and trust me, everything was busy. I mean, you know, you had to have reservations. I mean, this was Christmas week. And from what I understand, there's never a slow time because you have a lot of snowbirds come when the weather warms up. And then you have summer vacation people, and then you have, I believe, a lot of people in Canada start to come in the fall, and so there's never a slow time. But, you know, if you guys do go to Hawaii and you see that upside-down flag, it's very telling, and it just kind of reminds you that even though there's resorts and, you know, new highways and stores and Lowe's and Target and, you know, a lot of McDonald's, you know, that might not still be sitting right with the natives that are there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping.
Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense competence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.